Welcome to the estate in Klenitsa. It's primarily made up of the Radzivills family palace, known as the hunting palace, the manor house, known as the guest house, the park, and also the estate's outbuildings. Klenitsa is a small town boasting a very interesting history, which I'll tell you about briefly, with a particular focus on the Radzivill palace, which you're standing before now. To get a better look at the whole building, let's move about 15 meters to the left, along the fence. There, we will notice a red gate, which today is the main entrance. Continuing to the right, along Stavna Street, we will see the grounds around the palace through the second gate, from the side of the park. The oldest documentary information about Klenitsa comes from the late 13th century. In the centuries to follow, it belonged to representatives of various families, as well as to the Bohemian crown. For over a century, between 1649 and 1776, Klenitsa was ruled by the Jesuits. They deserve credit for their enormous service in returning splendour to the village after the dreadful period of the Thirty Years' War, when the town was completely destroyed. The Jesuits rebuilt Klenitsa, constructing a mill, a sheepfold and a brickyard, and introducing new agricultural methods. The guest house, which they built in 1693, stands not far from here. To reach it, we need only continue to the right along Stavna Street. The guest house is currently a residential building. Following the dissolution of the Jesuit order, the estate in Klenitsa was bought in 1787 by the Peter von Byron, Duke of Courland and Sagan. He left it to his daughter Dorothea, later Duchess of Dino, Duchess of Talleyrand, and Duchess of Sagan. Let's cast our imaginations back to the 1880s, when the town was known as Kleinitz, and a Prussian general entered into history of the estate, Prince Antony Radzivill and his wife, Maria de Castellane, granddaughter of the aforementioned Duchess Dorothea. Prince Antony visited here regularly. He was enchanted by the nearby forests, which were plentiful in game. It was he who decided to build the hunting palace we see before us. The design of the building was complete after a year. The construction took another 2 years. From 1885, Prince Radzivill could enjoy his new possession. He hunted above all, and these hunts were organised on an enormous scale, with the participation of many guests, for both fishing and shooting. The story goes that a chef was even brought in from Berlin for the occasion. The entertainment usually lasted several days. They hunted deer, pheasants, and hares. Now let's say a few words about the architecture of this building. The palace is made up of a main part, situated near to the dirt road to our left, and the west wing, attached to the side facing the park. The main section holds apartments, while the wing contains servants' quarters and the hunting room. The building also included an apartment for the estate's manager, offices, and an archive. After the death of Prince Radzivill, his wife Marie decided to expand the palace. Among the additions made in this period are the turret in the middle of the building, the clock on top of it, and also a new interior layout. The princess also decided to enlarge and redesign the park. She spent every summer here until 1915. At that time, the First World War was underway. The princess's health was in decline, and the demands of providing supplies for the army had overtaxed her budget and the estate itself, which at that time was under military administration. The ill Marie Radzivill died full of despair at the decline of her beloved Klenitsa. After her death, fate was not kind to the estate. Its heirs gradually mortgaged it, and in addition, complex geopolitical events led to further divisions of the land. After World War II, the Klenitsa estate became property of the State Treasury of the Polish People's Republic. A state collective farm was set up here, and then the beginnings of the Agricultural University of Lubusz, next to the palace, housed a special educational and childcare centre, which has now relocated to near Zabor. Today, the building we see is unfortunately unused. I encourage you to visit other historic sites in Klenitsa, the 18th century church and the hill fort, whose history probably stretches back to the mid-9th century. Meanwhile, that's all from me. I wish you a lovely stay in Klenitsa. Goodbye.